talk about a sign of possible heart disease, one that you may not have considered as we welcome on a new expert to our program, checking with Dr. Brent Sharp this morning.
You know, we have so many experts in our area, so it's great to be able to bring on local people to be able to do that with. And Dr. Sharp, nice to have you on the program. Welcome in today.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing great. And your practice is urology, is that correct? Neurology.
That's correct. Urology and men's health. That's correct.
Okay. And we hear, I got to be honest with you, we hear a lot. You see it on television. You can't hardly watch ESPN without seeing ads for certain things that happen and go on and may not happen and these kind of things. And, you know, it can become confusing in a lot of ways. And before, I mean, people would never talk about it. Now we're to the stage of talking about it. And so we've got you here today to talk a little bit about erectile dysfunction and things along those lines. And really, men tell, don't suffer in silence. Is that something, is that a program that's overall going on that men do need to tell? Do men talk about this?
Men should talk about, you know, if they're having trouble with intimacy. This can be, you know, something that affects not only the patient, but the partner. Something that affects the family dynamics. And they shouldn't have to suffer in silence. The other thing that they should realize is that about 93% of the time, problems with intimacy for men can precede cardiovascular disease. Also, things like low T put you at a higher risk for cardiovascular disease. So those of us who have a special interest in men's health can use those things to help men prevent those things that they're most likely to affect their quality of life, such as heart attack, arrhythmias, other cardiovascular diseases.
So do you often, when you see patients who are complaining about ED and have that issue, do you often end up setting them up with a heart doctor or referring them or suggesting they do that?
Absolutely. If a young man comes to me in their, let's say, late 40s, early 50s, I'm going to set them up to see a cardiologist and have a stress test. Now, a lot of the men come to me and already had that, and we make sure. And one of the things that I ask them is, have they had a stress test? Have they had an evaluation? Because it is a silent killer.
Wow.
And like I said, it almost always precedes that.
When men understand this information, is it an eye opener? Because do they go, "Wow, I had no idea"?
Yeah, I mean, my jaw's dropping right now.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've got a couple stories. One man who listened saw a cardiologist, and he had a stent within about 3 weeks. Another man didn't. Within a month, was in the ER with an arrhythmia. So, you know, it's a real eye opener, and it should be. And what we understand in healthcare is women are the healthcare providers. You know, you and I, we just go where our wife tells us to and take care of our healthcare.
That's
we
a good point.
Stuff
yeah,
it. I mean, that's, we kind of stuff it. That's what we do as men. So this is an eye opener for the family and say, look, hey, maybe there's something else going on here and we should get evaluated. And seeing a men's health specialist should be, you know, one of the things that they should consider.
We're talking with Dr. Brent Sharp. He's a urologist and we're glad he's on to talk about this. So I'm going to use an old Southern term here, Dr. Brent, and that is, how do we fix it? How is it fixed?
There are several ways to fix it. We can treat it medically. We can treat it surgically. But, you know, the American Medical Association says 98% of the time we can fix it, and we can. And we, in our practice, can do that through insurance. Typically, a lot of times, help patients with costs as opposed to going to like an entrepreneurial type setting where it's all out of pocket. But also, like I said, the key thing is we can use this prevention and a lead in for men to actually get screening, such for prostate cancer, colon cancer, low testosterone. So it's a lead in to help men have better quality of life. And that's what we're all after.
What is it, Dr. Brent, about women who will talk more about their health issues than men will?
I think that's just part of the
just the way we're made.
Yeah, like I said, men in general just tend to be stuffers, or, you know, hey, I can deal with this. I'm the only guy in this boat. And what I tell my patients is, if you're having trouble, let's say voiding or trouble with intimacy, and you're in an elevator and you look to the left and there's a guy 50-year-old, one of you got it. Are you going to go fix it?
But which one of you is going to
really
go get help? Yeah,
exactly. And that's what I love about what I do is there are some curative options, not just treatable. There's some curative options, and men don't have to struggle with this long term.
All right. Well, and you know, curing, I mean, that's a huge thing, and
yeah.
it's multifaceted. I think when we see TV commercials and people talk about it, you know, one thing comes to mind, but there's so much more that we're learning from you.
I didn't realize
this
thing about heart disease, 93%. That's amazing. That is amazing. Good information. Thanks much this morning.
You're great. Glad to have you, and look forward to do it again.